The Senate is to start debate next week on campaign finance reform, and President Bush is letting lawmakers know where he stands. Yesterday, the president sent Congress a statement of the principles that he believes are essential in reforming the campaign money laws. The statement brings Mr. Bush into the center of a debate that he has largely avoided until now. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
The president decided to issue the statement as the Senate braced for what promises to be a tumultuous two-week debate starting Monday. The statement wraps its reform principles in language few in Washington would argue with: protect rights of individuals to participate in democracy, maintain strong political parties, promote fair, balanced constitutional approach. Speaking with reporters, Mr. Bush brought it down to the political nitty-gritty.
I think we ought to get rid of labor union and corporate soft money. And I know we need to make sure we have make sure that shareholders and labor union members have got say-so in how their money is spent.
And that puts him at odds with the main bill under consideration next week, the one sponsored by Arizona Republican John McCain and Wisconsin Democrat Russell Feingold. It would outlaw all soft money, the big unregulated contributions to party committees. It would restrict campaign season issue ads by independent groups. And McCain-Feingold supporters consider the so-called paycheck protection language that Mr. Bush advocates a killer amendment that would stop reform in its tracks. Mr. Bush has different goals. He says that soft money contributions from individuals are constitutionally protected. The statement of principles says nothing about issue ads. His campaign posted its donor lists on the internet, and he calls for full and prompt disclosure standards. He would also raise the contribution limits for hard money, the money that candidates solicit for their own campaigns. In a letter accompanying the statement, Mr. Bush told Senate Majority Leader Trent Lott that he's committed to working with Congress. There is a feeling on Capitol Hill that after years of stalemate and filibuster, some sort of reform bill might pass. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer said the president wants to capitalize on that.
He thinks this is the year it can finally be done. It's been one of those issues that has been talked about for so long by politicians in both parties, and for some reason, somehow, it never gets done. I think the dynamic has changed this year. The president is determined to take advantage of that and to get it signed into law.
McCain and Feingold issued a statement of their own last night. They praised Mr. Bush for supporting even a partial ban on soft money, and they said they look forward to working with him on the other issues. A rival bill already reflects some of the president's main points. It's sponsored by Nebraska Republican Chuck Hagel, and his office has been working with the White House. Like the Bush proposal, Hagel's bill would raise the hard money limits and boost disclosure. But it would only restrict soft money, not prohibit it. McCain-Feingold supporters say that's not enough. Earlier yesterday, Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle predicted the Hagel bill would fail.
I believe we could defeat the Hagel bill today. We haven't had the debate and we haven't taken a whip count, but judging from my own observations and conversations, I would say that we'll have the votes necessary to defeat Hagel.
Senatorial reaction to Mr. Bush's statement of principles was muted last night. The statement arrived on Capitol Hill late in the day, just as the Senate was winding up a long battle over the bankruptcy bill. After the final vote, most senators headed straight for the airport. So whatever impact the statement might have, it probably won't be felt until Monday, when the senators take up the McCain-Feingold bill and an untold number of amendments. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.